Chapter 36. And Elihu went on to say, "Give me a little more time, and I will make it clear to you, for I have still something to say for God. I will get my knowledge from far, and I will give righteousness to my Maker. For truly my words are not false, one who has all knowledge is talking with you. Truly, God gives up the hard-hearted, and will not give life to the sinner. His eyes are ever on the upright, and he gives to the crushed their right, lifting them up to the seat of kings, and making them safe forever. And if they have been prisoned in chains, and taken in cords of trouble, then he makes clear to them what they have done, even their evil works in which they have taken pride. Their ear is open to his teaching, and he gives them orders so that their hearts may be turned from evil. If they give ear to his voice, and do his word, then he gives them long life, and years full of pleasure. But if not, they came to their end, and give up their breath without knowledge. Those who have no fear of God keep wrath stored up in their hearts, they give no cry for help when they are made prisoners. They come to their end while they are still young, their life is short like that of those who are used for sex purposes in the worship of their gods. He makes the wrong done to the poor the way of their salvation, opening their ears by their trouble. Take care not to be turned to sin, for you have taken evil for your part in place of sorrow. Truly God is lifted up in strength, who is a ruler like him. Whoever gave orders to him, or said to him, 'You have done wrong,' see that you give praise to his work, about which men make songs. All people are looking on it, man sees it from far. Truly, God is great, greater than all our knowledge. The number of his years may not be searched out. For he takes up the drops from the sea, he sends them through his mist as rain, flowing down from the sky, and dropping on the peoples. And who has knowledge of how the clouds are stretched out, or of the thunders of his tent? See, he is stretching out his mist, covering the tops of the mountains with it, for by these he gives food to the peoples, and bread in full measure. He takes the light in his hands, sending it against the mark. The thunder makes clear his passion, and the storm gives news of his wrath.